from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love. This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
Speaking of training camp and speaking towards what we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks, Josh, the Dolphins, their joint practices have been announced. They're going to be doing joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons, the Washington Commanders, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's pretty impressive to kind of look at what the Dolphins are doing, because that's 7 of 9 opponents in the Mike McDaniel era that they've done preseason joint practices with through 3 seasons here.
Yeah, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like this is only something that's kind of, you know, gained steam over the last, 5, 6 years? I can't remember when it started, but these joint practices, you know, it just started with a few teams, and now it's starting to come out. We're seeing, I think the Dolphins did one early on in the Brian Flores area. I still go back to seeing Xavier Howard get cooked by Calvin Ridley on like a triple, quadruple move. But we love this. We eat this stuff up. You know, what's better than seeing Cam Smith highlight getting beat by, you know, Jaylen Waddle and seeing Jaylen Waddle beat an Atlanta Falcon cornerback or things like that, right? So sorry, I used Cam Smith as an example, but you know what I mean. It's better to see what we're doing against other teams than our own guys getting fried egg and cheese sandwiched on the sideline. So Dolphins are really going all out there, have one with all of their opponents this year, and I'm intrigued to see, you know, I guess it's more of an insider's thing, you know, what Mike McDaniel and them are doing, but I wonder how much the joint practices change from there to the, you know, the preseason game that they play. Like, are they then going in and fine-tuning things, you know, adjusting their game plan, you would imagine, as if it were a game day, and that's part of what is so exciting to me. So stoked to see some of these matchups, Jake, and like you said, man, we'll be eating up every single, you know, completion and incompletion that we see on the timeline. We just hope Tua's there to take part in these.
There will be 22 joint session practices between teams. The Dolphins are in 3 of those. Josh, let's start with the Atlanta Falcons. They arrive to Miami Gardens on August 6th. Give me one player that you cannot wait to see the Dolphins go up against. I don't even want to cop out for you here, but I think it's a pretty easy answer when you think about Anthony Weaver, a new defense coming into Miami.
Well, who are you going to say? You just give me yours. I want to hear your answer first.
It's got to be Bijan, right? If the Dolphins, if we see the Atlanta Falcons posting a bunch of highlights of Bijan Robinson running crazy, I'm not going to be too nervous because it's August 6th. It's a month before the season starts. However, if there aren't a lot, if we aren't seeing a lot of Bijan Robinson hype after that first week of the preseason and training camp, I don't know what we're supposed to call this because it's still training camp and the preseason at the same time. But if we're not hearing a lot of Bijan Robinson hype, man, I think that's going to be a really good sign early on.
Oh, yeah. And whether it is or not, we'll still be getting overly hyped. I guess I'll go a different way. I originally thought Drake London, maybe just see the corners, but let's go with Kyle Pitts, right? I hear he's, you know, lining up at wide receiver as well as tight end. We all gushed over him coming out, you know, being this mismatch nightmare. Let's see the way he lines up with a Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland, you know, Kendall Fuller, whatever it is. So that would be mine. What about you for the next one, Jake? The Washington Commanders. The Dolphins host the Washington Commanders on August 15th. What matchup are you really looking at there?
Washington's interesting. They have a strong defensive front. So you do wonder if this is going to be something where we're hearing a lot of, you know, Tua doesn't have a lot of time to throw the ball. We see Liam Eikenberg taking 18 steps backwards on every single snap. But also, I want to flip the script the other way and say, Washington's three wide receiver sets, how they use a rookie quarterback and how they spread the field, because I think that's where teams took advantage of the Dolphins last year, when you could spread the field out wide, maybe isolate a Kader Kohu on a Stephon Diggs is something I think about. So seeing how the Dolphins can win in one-on-one matchups against that Washington Commanders offense that has a lot of playmakers, Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin, who can win one-on-one, I think that'll be fun to see. And I think that'll be another one where, I don't know, maybe we could get some drone clips of people going up skying for some balls, things like that. That could be some fun.
Yeah, speaking of which, that's one of the coolest things that the Falcons do. I know we're talking about the Commanders now, but they always have that like zip line camera. So, yeah, man, I would love to see some drone shots. I was going to say Jaden Daniels, just because I'm kind of hyped for what he can do as a quarterback. So I guess that would be my answer. But another thing that I want to keep an eye on is, I can't remember if Omar Kelly actually said this as a rumor. I don't think he did, but it was going around the Dolphins could have interest in maybe Jonathan Allen, the defensive tackle, veteran defensive tackle for the Commanders. So, you know, if there were some smoke there, you know, those two teams would definitely be discussing a trade during these joint practices. So something to keep an eye on. But I want to see the rookie Jaden Daniels and how he performs, because that's a guy that we're talking fantasy football, best ball and things like that. I'm pretty damn hyped for what he can do with, like you said, a loaded offense at his disposal.
And with Jaden Daniels too, mobile quarterback, how is this Anthony Weaver defense going to do in a division that has Josh Allen? Drake May is expected to be a running quarterback. Tyrod Taylor, if he starts for the Jets, he's a mobile quarterback.
EJ Manuel's out there somewhere just lingering. Where's my chance?
Oh, God, man, you're bringing back the nightmares. But, yeah, those begin on August 15th, my birthday, so that's always kind of cool. That'll be fun to watch. And then, finally, the Dolphins have to take a long voyage to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to practice against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this might sound like a cop-out, man, but that Bucs team, they are going to be throwing the football a lot. Baker Mayfield to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Let's see it, man. Pro Football Focus said that the Dolphins have a top 10 cornerback room. This is going to be not right before the season, but this is going to be our last chance to see these Miami Dolphin players on a field. Let's see how they do. Can Kendall Fuller and Jalen Ramsey keep up with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans when everyone is fully healthy and just out there practicing play after play with Baker Mayfield throwing them the ball, That could be a lot of fun. I think that would be a real defining moment of the preseason, will be if the Dolphins can kind of, again, there's going to be some highlight clips no matter what happens, but if we don't hear a lot from Mike Evans and Chris Godwin that week, I think we should be pretty excited that maybe Pro Football Focus was onto something with how good this cornerback unit could be.
Yeah, and that's Baker Mayfield. Tyreek Hill's, what, top five quarterback? Isn't he one of Tyreek Hill's top five quarterbacks?
Oh, that's a good point.
I was going to joke this is Shaq Barrett's revenge joint practice or whatever. I mean, they don't – when I keep him there, he's going to be having an early role if, you know, Bradley Chubb ends up on PUP like we, you know, kind of – anticipate. So let's see what Shaq Barrett can do against his former team. That would be my joking thing to watch. But yeah, man, lots of awesome battles. And again, it just is so cool that we're finally here, right? We said, I talked about this all season, this long, you know, lull that we had. It really didn't feel that way, man. It was nice to come on here, chat with you, read off some of the viewers' questions, and, you know, get through that little hiatus that we had. And now we're back, baby. Dolphins football is on the horizon.
One final question here, Joshua, before I wrap up here. When we think about these joint practices, you know, I think about reading the tweets, building excitement. And then, you know, if we go back, I think it was 2022 where you had the Eagles and the Dolphins were even talking like, wow, like we're both stacked teams. We might meet each other in the Super Bowl. Sadly, we had the Tua Tagovailoa head injuries. And while the Eagles made the Super Bowl, the Dolphins didn't live up to it. However, we did see that path, right? We did see that energy. We saw that excitement. Joint practices, man, like the vibes around them have seemed to be very good. They've been fun and interesting to follow. And then you have preseason games where you have a scenario just last year. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Daywood Davis was immobilized and carted off the field following collision in the fourth quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars. There was 8 minutes left in that preseason game. It was the final preseason game of the year. Obviously, you have players going all out trying to do everything they can to prove to coaches, let me get a spot. I'm a playmaker. I can hit hard, different things like that. Josh, I want to ask you, are joint practices just simply a better way to build and develop and prepare for the season and just kind of identify which 53 you want on the roster? Because I just think, man, looking at those preseason games, they're not going away. The NFL makes so much money, but it just seems like by that second middle of the second quarter, even just nobody cares anymore, right? We're turning them off. Maybe we're getting hyped for some of those rookies, different things like that. But when you think about those high pressure scenarios where everyone's trying to make a play late in the game and they're not the most talented or prepared players, injuries can happen. So I very long-winded way of asking you, do you see a pathway down the road where I don't think preseason games are going to go extinct because the NFL loves its money, but where these the preseason games just flat out, even fans don't really care anymore just because everyone's getting so much value out of just the joint practices and what they see in those?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, at this point, I don't even know that fans truly, you know, get enamored by it, right? A lot of us, we watch it because we're diehards. We come in here and talk about it. We got to watch these camp battles. But the average fan, I don't know that they really care about some of those camp battles. So I could absolutely see this happening. I definitely think it's a safer approach, right? I mean, you're talking about these two teams competing at camp. I mean, they're not really tackling, doing some of those things that they might in a game. And let's be honest, some of those guys that are competing in camp aren't the ones that you're seeing out there at preseason. So I have no issue if they were to move it down to maybe, what, two games, and those are mostly just players that are fighting for those spots that you want to see go out there and compete for roster spots or compete for a starting spot and things like that. So yeah, man, I absolutely think that's the way it's going. And I guess it's probably gonna be here sooner than expected. And I have no issues with that, especially with these joint practices and us being able to indulge and eat up all that content that comes in our exposure. Cause let's be honest, Jake, this and these times are what, like you said, has got us inspired and became the fans that we are today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.